I don't even know. I'm so... What is this? What is this? Oh, they're in a parking lot and they're looking at each other. They're both there. He's taking his motorcycle off. She's stepping out of the car. Or his motorcycle, his helmet. She's looking over at him like, ooh. And he's looking like, hey, what's up?
Whoa. It's 8 o'clock and I'm seeing a 10. What I wouldn't give to do her plumbing.
John. John. Come on, buddy. Hello, friends. Welcome to Total Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast for Total Power. I'm your host, Total Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. And I already started recording this, but I was muted. There was a weird introduction where presumably the woman who was in the original Plumbers Don't Wear Ties was back and was talking about all the new buttons or the new features that I can push her buttons and the hot pad in my controller. It was weird. I don't know a lot about this game. I don't know what to make of it. We're just going to start in. Yeah. And we're not going to watch. There's a video from Limited Run Games, I think, where they're setting the context for Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. No. We don't need that context. We're just going to go straight into it.
Hi, my name is Jane. We hardly know each other, but that's about to change. You're going to get to know a lot about me, maybe even more than you imagine. This whole thing's kind of like a blind date. I mean, here we are in your brand new Corvette, riding along the super information highway. Put your big muscular arm around me and whisper sweet things in my ear. And I promise to do whatever your little heart desires, but only if you make the right moves. Just imagine watching me get propositioned by my sleazeball boss. Why, you could even make me strip for him. But if you make the wrong moves, you can turn me into a nun. Imagine that, me, a nun? Ha! I don't think so. But it's really all up to you. God knows what you'll do with that hot little mouse of yours. Point is, life's a game, and this game is full of life. You do right by me, and I guarantee I'll do right by you. But please, please don't turn me into a nun. I'm not that kind of girl. I've got a reputation. Around town, I'm known as Microwave Jane, because they say I heat up faster than any micro. And when the fire chief visited, he wrote up a new code and made me wear a smoke alarm between my thighs. And then the Coast Guard complained that I was creating tsunamis in my waterbed. And then the Pope visited and said I was the only person on Earth that had been on my knees more times than he had. Now the President's filed a restraining order claiming I have a romantic interest in the Washington Monument. Oh, you men can be so vicious. Look at me. Just look at me. Do I look like that type of girl? Well, if you think I'm that type of girl, you got another thing
She's
coming, mister.
Now in a bra.
I don't do one-night stands. I don't date musicians. And I don't roll over just because you bought into this game. Fair warning. I'll be resisting your every move and enjoying your every mistake. I trust it won't be the first time you made mistakes with the opposite sex. Now listen up, the rules of the game are real simple. You see, I meet this guy in a parking lot. Now you are supposed to identify with this guy. I mean, you in your own perverse, simple-minded way are supposed to be him. Got it?
The camera's zooming in on her.
Now if you make the right moves, I end up with this schlep. That is, I end up with you. But if you get real lucky, you end up saving me from the bad guy. You become my hero. And as a hero's reward, guess what? You get to take me home and have your own degenerate little way with me. Of course, if you make the wrong move, you may just end up playing with your little mouse the rest of the night. It's all up to you. Are you game? Then come with me and you'll soon discover why plumbers never wear ties and run around.
Okay. The game you're about to play is a product of its time. As a result, there may be language situations or depictions that are today seen as unacceptable or problematic. And then it said some more stuff. I didn't get to read the rest of it. Okay. Is there a subtitles option? Subtitles on. Boy, some of that was hard to hear. Okay. Is this just like a bad...
Don't keep me in suspense. Give me the full story.
Yeah, we want the full story. Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. I just don't even know what to expect. I reached out to see if I could get a key for this, mostly because I knew that Bill would be delighted that I was playing some sort of perverse game. So Bill, this is for you. Yeah. starring in alphabetical order. Jean Basin as Jane. Why is the color so weird on these? Ugh. Paul Booker as Thresher. That's a good name. Thresher? I like it. Some band is playing. Edward J. Foster as John. We're at a racetrack. We see some race cars. This is all just a slideshow of weirdly negative colorized images. With Harry Armis as narrator. Written and directed by Michael Anderson. Stock Car Instrumental by Triple X. Good. Good. Music scored by Martin Gulnick. Why is there a mascot in a car pasted onto that image? So confused by this. Oh, now we're looking at the crowd. There's that mascot again. Oh, and there's a shirtless dude in bed. Also negative. And then back to the cars. I'm so confused. Computer programming by John Crane. And there's the shirtless dude in bed again, and now the mascot car is also on his bed, and now we're back to the crowd at the racetrack. Is he dreaming of this? Is that... Oh, there he is, shirtless in bed again, and the car again. Mascot, driving the car. Now we're into... We've found the emboss filter on Photoshop, and now we're back to negative, okay? Okay. Oh, he's shirtless in bed again, and we see that there's a racing helmet on top of his lamp, and now we're back at the racetrack, but there's also a big cutout of a woman's face, and then a like close-up of a woman's face, but with like a facial cream mask on it, and then he sits up, and we're no longer negative color, so I guess shirtless man is awake now. Photography by Frank Petrelli. Is this not FMV? Is it like a slideshow?
Yeah, it's me. Leave your message at the beep and I'll come back to you.
It's your mother. Now get your ass out of bed. I know you're there, John. John? I said get up, John. John, if you don't pick up this phone, I'll be in your face in 5 minutes.
John looks very concerned.
Yeah, Ma.
What are you wearing today?
My birthday suit.
Very.
Ah, it was his mom. That was the facial mask.
The polka dot tie? Get out of here. That sucks.
What did you say?
It's seersucker. I hate seersucker.
Polka dots are not seersucker. Just wear it. It'll make a good impression.
On who? The rats? Ma, I'm a plumber. Remember?
Just do it for your mother.
Ma.
John.
Yeah, okay. Okay, whatever you
now,
want.
Now, what have you done with Amy?
I got her boiling in garlic oil.
Don't get smart with me. Why haven't you asked her out?
Ma, I think it's pretty obvious.
She's supposed to be conventionally pretty, unattractive, is what the game show shows here.
Well,
she has short hair and wears a blazer. Oh, no.
Perfect together. She'll make a nice little homemaker. Mark my words, it's a match made in heaven.
I think I'll wait till I get there.
Stop smart mouthing with me, young man. Why is it I haven't seen you with any woman? Why is that, John? Don't you like women anymore? John, are you gay?
No, Ma, I'm not gay.
Thank heaven. Then what is it with you? Why haven't I met any of your girlfriends?
None are right for you, Ma.
You mean of all the women out there, you can't find even one to marry?
One's easy. I was going to marry three at the same time. Cheaper in the long run. Figure at least one will last me a lifetime. It's like the warranty they give you when you buy a water faucet.
Cut the crap and listen to me. It's time you got married. You need children. I need grandchildren. I need my only child to bear fruit. And in my lifetime, don't you love your mother?
Ma, just drop it, okay?
No, I won't. Amy's perfect for you.
In a negative image of Amy.
John.
She's not my type.
And what is your type? Some biker slut? You hate me. Don't you? You hate my guts. Well, don't you? Go on, admit it.
It's just...
I'm sick and tired of your excuses. Now I'm having Amy over for dinner tonight, and I want you there.
Well, I'm busy.
You be there at 6 sharp, mister.
Ma, you're making me late for work. Love you.
You hear me, John? I said 6 sharp.
Bye.
I'm expecting you.
Wow. Oh, he's put his pillow over his face. What a hard life John has with his 6-pack abs. Oh, it's a dog. Hello, dog. Do I play this game or just watch it? It's still the dog. It's just a long dog interlude.
Hello?
Jane? Jane? You there, Jane?
Hello, Daddy.
Where are you, Jane?
You called
her daddy's
me, Daddy,
sitting in front of a bunch of bottles. Lots of booze.
How the hell am I supposed to know that? Now, where the hell are you?
I'm home, Daddy.
What the hell are you doing home?
Earth to Daddy. Come in, please.
Why the hell aren't you married yet, Jane? In that last scene, that bitch of a mother told her son to have kids. Now I'm telling you, I want some too. Your clocks are ticking. Now, why the hell haven't you been productive?
I haven't had time, Daddy.
I didn't know it was going to be meta. I love it.
How long does it take these days? You ain't that busy. Now, damn it, Jane, you get on the stick and make some babies for your poor old father before he dies. Honey, why don't you come down to the lodge with me Friday night?
The lodge? Those guys are all geeks and dorks.
Yeah, well, maybe they're geeks and dorks, but they can make babies in less time than it takes you to put on shoes.
That's just the problem.
Oof.
Daddy, I gotta get to my new job.
New job? What happened to the last one?
Oh, all the guys kept hitting on me.
What? Did you hit them back? You should have hit them back. Who the hell were they? No one hit my daughter.
It's okay, Daddy. It's okay. It didn't hurt. Love you. Have a nice day, Daddy-o.
Where do I get my hands on? I'll kill him.
Oh, this is so dumb. I love it. It's so dumb and I love it. We're looking at a man's bare feet. He's got hairy hobbit feet. And then there's Kitty. Oh, and somebody else's bare feet. I think this is her feet. She has a cat. He has a dog. Is that what we're seeing? We see his bare leg getting in the shower. Or maybe getting out of the shower. I guess that's getting out. And then we see her leg. Uh-huh. Warning, the following scene displays graphic, gratuitous nudity. Those offended by the sight of a human body or those with heart conditions should close their eyes till the music stops. It's John naked through the shower door. And then her. And then his butt with a, like, don't look at me sticker on it. And then her from behind with some side boob. And then him from behind again with his butt with the don't look at me sticker on it. And then those same stickers on her boob and butt. And then that sticker on his crotch. And then her boob and butt again. And then his crotch again. And then her boob and butt again. And then her boob. They many different poses of John and basically the same shot of her over and over again. I feel like whoever made this game spent more time, definitely spent more time on John here than on Jane. Yeah. Her boob and butt again. Now her getting out with the towel covering her boob. That's shot again from a little further back. His butt again. His butt again. Now he's holding some weights. Okay. Now he's shaving and he has a towel wrapped around his waist and she's putting on an apron, maybe? He's in underpants and lifting weights. Oh, it was a corset she was putting on, okay? He's lifting weights again. She's got a cat. He's lifting weights again with his legs spread. Again with the weights, John. There is at least this game is willing to be horny for both of its main characters. I gotta give it that. Now we're seeing him put his pants on. Very, like, low shot of his pants getting put on. Higher shot, low pants. Anyway, now here's him in jeans and shirtless. She's putting on a hat. He's in jeans and shirtless again. And he's jeans and shirtless again. And she once again has a hat. He's playing air guitar on a plunger, while shirtless, of course. And she again has a hat. He's still shirtless playing air guitar on a plunger. She still has a hat. Now he's got the tie on and playing air guitar on a plunger. And she has a hat. Oh, she's lost her hat. She's dancing. Okay. And he's still shirtless. And she is dancing. And he? Oh, nope. It's a cat's butt crawling under a table. Okay. And she's dancing. Now, side by side of them both dancing, but she's, you know, dressed and he's shirtless. He's drumming on the countertop now and wearing sunglasses. Oh, she has some drumsticks too, it looks like. Okay. So it's like, oh, look how good they are for each other, because they're both air drumming, I guess, is what we're getting out of this. Oh, now he's shirtless drinking a cup of coffee. Oh, he put a shirt on! Look at that! And he's looking at the tie, and then he walks out the door, and he's getting on his motorcycle. And she gets in her car, and she's eating a donut, maybe? Why are some of the pictures, why are they like this? He's on his motorcycle, she's brushing her teeth in the car. A plumber on a bike is what his motorcycle says on the back of it. And then we cut to an illustration of the musician playing piano, I guess, and then plumber on a bike again. And the images are just terrible. She's putting on lip gloss. Why does it look like this? She's blow-drying her hair in the car, I think. His motorcycle's going down the street. She's painting her nails. She's shaving her legs in the car. I don't know what she's doing there. Oh, putting in contacts. Good. He's at a write-up marketplace of some sort. She's putting on stockings in the car. He's sending a letter. What? This is thrilling. Isn't this so exciting? Aren't you so glad you tuned into this horny episode, Bill? Oh my goodness. I don't even know. I'm so... What is this? Oh, they're in a parking lot and they're looking at each other. They're both there. He's taking his motorcycle off. She's stepping out of the car. Or his motorcycle, his helmet. She's looking over at him like, ooh. And he's looking like, hey, what's up?
Whoa. It's 8 o'clock and I'm seeing a 10. What I wouldn't give to do her plumbing.
John. Come on, buddy. Just shots of them back and forth looking at each other.
Whoa. I'd call that better living through chemistry. This is Harry Armus. Welcome aboard.
What?
Please extinguish all smoking materials during this.
It's a guy in a striped suit with a, like, helicopter pilot's helmet on?
And fasten your seatbelts, because I'm about to turn this story over
to
you.
Okay.
Your assignment, should you accept it, is to get these two lovebirds together. You know how difficult it is in real life. One wrong move, and you're sitting home on a Saturday night. One wrong move here, and the consequences for these lovers could be dire and unexpected.
Oh, no.
Fair warning, sport. Go ahead. Make their day and your choice. But you better make it damn good. Remember, we're keeping score.
Okay. I remember. I'm ready.
So, who do you want to make the first move?
He makes the first move.
Jane may be daddy's girl, but she's no slouch when it comes to getting what she wants. Besides, John's really a whim. Jane makes a move on him before he can count to 10. Watch out, John.
So I can choose he makes first move, Jane makes first move, or meeting has
these
to wait.
These two aren't ready to meet each other yet. Have them do it later on.
No, Jane I'm going to have John make a first move.
Want?
Okay. They're staring at each other again.
Hi, my name's John. I'd like to make you, meet you.
At least he speaks his mind. Hi, I'm Jane. God, he's cute. Great smile.
Jane? John and Jane. Corny. I guess I could change my name to Tarzan.
John.
You know what? I really have to go, but it's nice meeting you, John.
Wait. What are you doing later? For lunch? Can I buy you lunch?
I can't seem too eager. Let's see how he handles rejection. I don't think so.
Wait. How about dinner? A weekend in Paris? 5 minutes of conversation. I promise I'll be good.
She's like far away from him now. Now she's walking away. Oh no.
Hey, sport. Harry again. John made the first move just like you wanted him to, and look what happened. She's slipping from his grasp. We know she'd like to meet him. She knows she'd like to meet him. But does John know she'd like to meet him? What's a guy to do? It's up to you, sport.
So do I...
John throws caution to the wind and pursues Jane. Be careful!
So I can say John pursues Jane, or he plans a vigorous assault later on. I'm gonna say he pursues her. Yeah. Go for it, John. Oh, there's a change image option that makes it, like, slightly less shitty.
I can't let this beauty slip.
Oops. Back to game.
Through my fingers.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the slightly less shitty images. He's got some flowers now.
Flowers and leather? This guy's different. Interesting.
To the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
Oh, John.
You're a charmer. Thank you. They're beautiful.
No, you're beautiful. Come on, just lunch, please.
You know what? I'd love to, but today's my first day on the job, and I don't even know where my lunch break is.
She's weakening. Flowers are magic. Simple. I'll just wait for you here in the parking lot.
You're crazy.
About you? Yes.
John's nuts. He's nuts.
Please.
Is what we're learning here.
Persistent. I like that. Great looking bod, too. Give me your work number and I'll call you about lunch.
Today's not a good day.
Why? What do you do?
Uh-oh. She's trolling for financial data already. Damn. I know. I'll just lie.
John, don't lie.
I'm a rep. You know, a representative.
Oh, an account rep. My new boss is some kind of an account rep. Maybe you know him. Mark Thresher?
Oh, yeah, Mark. Mark Thresher, sure. He rings a bell. I probably had a drink with him at one of the
exclusive
account rep.
John.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe you two work in the same office. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, no. Different offices.
Oops. Accidentally restarted the scene. Oh, no. And there's no way to skip forward. Oh, no.
Can't let this beauty slip through
the left trigger restarts the scene, and then you have to just watch it all over again, and there's no way to hurry it up at all.
Flowers and leather? This interesting.
To the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
You're a charmer. Thank you. They're beautiful.
No, you're beautiful.
I can't. Listen. Order, yes. Filter? Oh. Okay. Screen size? Half? What? Why would you have screen size half? Settings, border one. There's a bunch of border options. There's a sensor option. Okay. We're going to quit. Let's go see what did they add to this package? Ha! Package. We can see what scenes we've uncovered here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are these all scenes? Did we uncover scene 6? What's scene 7? Okay, so that's the meeting in the parking lot. Okay. So. No. Pause. Quit. So this lets you see all the mapping of the different places. It looks like there are 32 scenes, and then there's one called Scene 99 that takes place before the first scene, which is weird. I guess triangles are ending points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ending points, and then there's a hexagon, which presumably is like the correct ending. Let's return to the main menu here. Plumb the depths, discover the production secrets, unlock the full motion truth, and spend your hard-earned plum bucks in this new 3D maze. One trip is not enough. What is this? Video, the dawn of the CD-ROM. It's a bunch of CDs, and then there's a plunger. Okay, we have one plunger. Okay, we're moving through a 3D maze. It's a chicken! Audio commentaries. Press Y to open. Purchase extras. Video, LRG3 2023 pre-order date trailer. Sure, whatever. Okay. Return to main menu. So you have to go there to unlock things by playing a dumb maze. I like that. Okay, let's check the gallery. There's an image gallery, a video gallery, and then an unused and deleted scenes. There's, what's this note? A 3DO script. Cool. Let's check the image gallery. Gallery? So... audio commentaries. Here's the one we just unlocked. Let's watch it. LRG3 2023 pre-order date trailer. Is this just the trailer?
Run, Jane, run!
I think it is. Yeah. Alright, cool.
Oh, God.
Model viewer. Next.
Ooh, there's a 3D model of the CD. There's a 3D model of the case.
Oh, this is the box. Oh, cool. This is silly. Plays like a game, feels like a movie. Wonderful. What's this chicken guy? I can't click on the chicken. Oh, I can't click on the chicken guy. He just clucks like a chicken. Oh, there's the cat. This is like an old DVD menu where I have to click in ways that don't make sense in order to get to secret things, which is very fun. The menus are slow. Like, okay, here, I'm gonna go into the gallery. Watch, okay? We're not even in the gallery. Okay, there's the gallery. I'm gonna press B to leave. We've pressed B, and now we're waiting, and then we get there. Okay, I'm gonna load the gallery, okay? A. And there's the gallery. That's too long. That's taking too long. It's too slow. That's gotta be faster. You gotta do a better job of that. This isn't a good game, but it seems like the package was at least put together in a way that honors the spirit of the original game. It is very tongue-in-cheek and silly, and I do appreciate that. Listen, I'm gonna finish playing Plumbers Where Don't Wear Ties. I'm not super excited about it, but I gotta see where it goes. I gotta see what ending I get, you know? I gotta find out! Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. Except this one does. Thanks for checking this out with me. Thank you, Limited Run Games, for sending it over. I'm afraid that it's going to get porny in a way that makes me uncomfortable to show it on YouTube, which is part of why we're going to stop here. For now, thank you all so much. And until next time, tap it and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.